correct to think that there are two different types of creation, you can say, in the sense that Srishti exists for each conception of a prani. There is a creation for each of the mind, but there's also the creation of Hiranyagarbha, and likewise there is a pralaya for each of us when the body departs, but only a mahapralaya when Hiranyagarbha dissolutes. Is that a correct view?
Let me put it this way, so confusion will go away.
Okay.
When we are trying to understand these Upanishads, and we are taking the Advaitic view, and Advaita is the ultimate goal of everybody, the whole idea of creation, as I said hundreds of times, is that not to emphasize the creation. It is only to realize I am everything. So through that process, our selfishness will go away. That is the first point. And as we progress, our identity with larger whole becomes greater and greater until I realize I am everything. That is called becoming the creator. Now, I gave so many times the example of a dream. But we are not talking about dream to analyze the dream state. It is to make us understand, just as my dream is nothing but my own mental creation. Similarly, this waking state, when we wake up from dream state into this waking state, which then is called waking state, only from the viewpoint of the waking state, we label the earlier state as a dream. Dream means what? It is not real. It is just my figment of imagination. Okay, you get it?
Yeah.
But once we understand that, then if we are intelligent, the thought generates another thought. Just as I am imagining dream with my own thoughts, is it possible that what I call this real waking state, may it not also be an imagination, a figment of my thought,
yeah.
You see? And then the person realizes that yes, because when we are looking at something, then we are, every one of us is not looking exactly in the same way. If there are 100 people looking, let us say, at another person, they're all looking in 100 different ways, is it not? Then where is the reality about that person? It is only my imagination, my thought, which is real to me, and my thoughts are changing all the time.
Absolutely.
And when I'm in the deep sleep state, I don't see anything.
No.
This leads slowly in spiritual practice to the experience that just as the waking state is my imagination, so therefore I am real. The waking world, this entire world, is a figment of my imagination. Just like dream is a figment of my imagination. And therefore, even the deep sleep is only a figment of my imagination. And if I am the imaginer, I will be the subject. And whatever I imagine will be the object. A subject is totally separate from that object. Therefore, I try to examine myself. I am separate from all the three states. And then I realize all these are possible only because of my consciousness. And I am that unchanging one consciousness, which is the witness of everything that is happening in the three states of experience. Therefore, I am that consciousness. Therefore, the whole creation consisting of these three states of experience is none other than my own imagination. An imagination is not a reality. I am the only reality that liberates a person from the bondage of samsara. This is how we should forget the creation idea and focus upon who am I. That is the answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I meant was that isn't it correct to say that this idea of creation, or we can just use the word, this figment of our imagination, that started with the conception of each of our jiva. And so I only mean that the creation is the start of the conception of this idea that there is a world in each of our minds, this figment of our imagination.
Okay, let me put it this way. Mm. What I explained so far is the philosophical view.
Yeah.
This philosophical view must bring about certain changes in my behavior. The moment I realize I am one with someone else, like my wife, my parents, my children, etc., then my selfishness becomes halved, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let us not stop with family. Let us expand it further outside the family. So to the extent my selfishness becomes reduced, to that extent, my identity with everybody becomes greater. So this is called moral progress. And the more we progress in morality, the purer the mind becomes, and a purer mind acts like a purer mirror, reflecting my own true self. So here you have to understand one fact. So every mirror does not reflect a person who is standing in front of it. The person may be having the same person standing, but depending upon the coverings of the mirror, as we go on cleaning, making it more pure, it is able to reflect more and more true self of mine. So it is a cognitive process. This is only an example. The mirror is only an example. So this is how a moral life, an unselfish life, gradually removes the difference. Then what happens? Some magic happens. I identify myself with the happy person. I also identify myself with the unhappy person. And this identification at the same time, both with the happy and unhappy person, brings about a transformative change, which is rarely we think. This person will not experience happiness or unhappiness. He will experience the unreality, just as when we watch a cinema, every action, good or evil, is not judged from the viewpoint of good or evil, but it is judged from the viewpoint of how well the actors have acted. A drama is not real. It is my own creation. Similarly, a cinema is not a reality. So ultimately, I realize that there is no creation. There is no creator. I am. That is the whole point. Creation, because there is a body, there is a mind. These are the instruments given to us by which we self-purify ourselves and gradually realize that there is no body, there is no mind, it is only pure consciousness called Brahman.